Okay, guys, welcome to the Kid Stories, Kid Bedtime Stories Podcast, or Bedtime Daily Bedtime Stories Podcast for Kids. It's kind of a tongue twister, isn't it? And I'm back home, so I'm with you guys, so say hi.
Hello!
Okay, all right. So if you remember last time, the heroes had a plan to find Andrew. Andrews, remember, is the one that was behind the bone monster. He's trying to steal the magic from the Star Queen. He also is the one that kidnapped Lila and put her in a cage, but the heroes rescued her, and they had a plan. Actually, it was Lila's plan. They are going to think of where Andrew is and let the coin, the magic coin, lead them to Andrew. Okay? So, they're thinking of where Andrew might be, and all of a sudden, poof, they disappear, and poof, they reappear. And all of a sudden, they're standing in an open area, and there's a big field right in front of them, and it's almost dark. You know, when it's almost dark, but it's not quite dark yet, it's called dusk, and things are kind of spooky, and they're looking out of this field, and they're like, okay, did it work? Because all we see is just a big empty field. And then they turned and looked on the other way behind them, and there was an opening to a great big cave. So they said, Andrew's got to be in this cave. Let's be quiet. Well, they started looking at the ground, and in the dirt, in the ground, they saw some really weird tracks, like really big footprints, but they weren't people footprints. They were, I don't know what kind of tracks they were. They looked like maybe like dragon tracks. And they're like, I don't know if we should go in here, guys. I mean, is this really where Andrew is? I mean, it looks like there's some big animal in here or something. And then Lila was standing there over on the side. She said, but guys, look at these. And over on the side, there was a trail of tracks. And they were human tracks. You could tell with somebody with shoes on had been walking in and out of there quite a bit. So they started walking into the cave, and as they were walking in, it was completely dark, and they kind of stopped, and they said, we need some light. So they backed up and they looked, and on the walls of the cave there were some torches, and they grabbed a torch, and there was a lighter there, and they're like, that's kind of weird that there's a lighter here. So they lit the torches and they started walking into the cave. And they were all being very careful. Each of them had one hand on their torch. In the other hand, they were ready position to grab their weapon. So they were walking in. And they walked for what seemed like forever. It was probably like an hour of walking into this cave. And the cave was just straight. It didn't turn or anything. It just went really straight, and they kind of were starting to joke. They said, well, getting out of this cave should be pretty easy. There's no twists, there's no turns, there's nothing. Well, then all of a sudden, the cave split into two. It forked, and there was a choice. They could either go right or they could go left. Which way do you think they should go? You think they should go right?
Right, right.
You think they should go right because right is the right way?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. They said, which way should we go? And Stella said, well, I think we should go the right way. And Billy said, but we're trying to decide what the right way is. And Riley said, but we need to go the right way. And the right way is the right way. And they all started kind of laughing. I mean, at this point, one way was just as good as the next. They just had to choose. So, in their minds, right was right. So, they went and they started going. And as they were walking in there, they started to smell something kind of musty, like kind of wet and kind of stinky. And they were like, man, what in the world could that be? What's going on in here? And then all of a sudden, they noticed that it was starting to get kind of damp and wet in there. And even there was some water dripping off the sides of the caves. And then all of a sudden, it started to get really hot. Like the temperature was just rising. Like when they walked in there, it was probably 70 degrees, and now it was like 85 degrees. And as they were walking, they started to just sweat. And that heat with the water, it just made it smell musty and ucky. So they're walking in there, and they're like, we got to figure this out. We got to know, go in there. And as they were walking, they were being really quiet. And they got into this big open room. And as they got into this big open room, they started looking around the room. And they were like, this is just really strange. What's going on in here? And as they were going over to the edge, they noticed there was kind of a pile of something with some branches and leaves over the top of it. And they said, what in the world's over here? And they kind of started looking a little bit, and they pulled some leaves and they scraped some leaves back, and they saw a whole bunch of eggs. Big, giant eggs. And they said, here's the animal eggs that we saw. I wonder if we went the wrong way. And they said, let's just cover them back up, and let's just keep going. And so they were going to the other side of the room, and there was the cave kind of kept going. And so they kept going, and it didn't go more than 10 feet. And there was another little room. And in this room, they saw the head of a dragon sticking out the entryway. The dragon was sleeping. And they stopped in their tracks. And it was the biggest dragon they could imagine. It was bigger than the one that Sully rides on. And this one was black. And it had red stripes on it. And they're like, this dragon doesn't look very nice. And they said, we got to get out of here. So they turned around and they started walking out of the room. And they were trying to be really quiet. And all of a sudden, little Riley, he stepped on a twig. And it broke and it made a noise. And when he stepped on it and it made a noise, it kind of startled everybody else, and he tripped. And when he tripped, he fell on an egg and broke the egg. And the egg, he got egg goop all over him. And all of a sudden, out of that commotion, they looked behind him, and the dragon had woken up. And he was coming into that big room, and he saw that one of the eggs was broken. And he went and took a deep breath and was going to breathe out fire. You could just tell. He went, and there was just fire that came out all over that big room. And the heroes, they ducked and underneath the flames that came, and then they started running. The end. Huh. Think they're gonna get out of this one?
Mm-hmm. I think yes.
You think yes? All right. So what part is this?
Eight.
Part nine. All right. Let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for these boys. I pray that you give them a really good night's sleep tonight. I pray that we would have a good day at church tomorrow. I pray that you would just bless that time. And pray that you would just help these boys to grow up to be big and strong and to love you with all of their heart. In Jesus' name.